Happy New Year. Happy Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. What God joins together, let no one put asunder. You know where you've heard those words before? What God joins together, let no one put asunder. You heard them at your wedding or at any Catholic wedding that you've been at. Right after the vows are exchanged between the bride and the groom, there's a prayer that the priest or deacon prays, which ends with the words, "What God joins together, let no one put asunder." The celebration of Christmas is a celebration of a birth and also the celebration of a wedding. It's a celebration of the wedding and the joining together of divinity and humanity. Of God and man are joined together in this Christmas celebration. That it's one, it's a marriage that began in the Annunciation. Mary's yes to God, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. The Word became flesh in the Nativity and was born and dwelt among us. And it's this marriage, it begins in these days, and it culminates upon the cross, consummatum est, it is consummated. What is Jesus speaking of? He's speaking of the wedding, the joined union, that he came to unite humanity and mankind to God, to divinity. Consummatum est, it is consummated. It is finished. It is complete. And how does this happen? It happens through the person of Jesus, who is fully God and fully man. As we were coming in, we sang the great Christmas hymn, "What child is this? What child is this that lies in the manger?" It's the question that the early Christians, they struggled over, but it's a question that every human, every Christian has to wrestle with and answer. Who is this child? Is he just merely a human? If he's just merely a human, maybe the greatest human to be born, then there's nothing he has that can save us. There's nothing he has that can save us. If all he is just a really great human. Or if he's just God, and he didn't really become human. Maybe he just took on the human appearance and the human form, but he didn't enter into your humanity. He didn't enter into everything that the human person goes through and endures. All suffering, entering into human tears. And if he's only God and he didn't really become human, then there's no way for you or me or anybody to follow him. It's not possible. But he became fully God and fully man. Fully God and fully man. And how did this happen? It happened through Mary. Through her humanity. Through her fiat. Her yes. And it happens through her motherhood. That she becomes, if he is fully God and fully man, the Mother of God. And because of this as well, she is able to become our mother as well. This feast day of Mary, the Mother of God, is the most ancient of feast days in the church. It goes back to 431 in the Council of Ephesus. But being celebrated on this day is pretty new, actually. Just 56 years ago, that this feast day is celebrated at the very end of Christmas octave. And it's celebrated at the very beginning of the new year. Why? Because what it does is Mary, as the Mother of God and as our mother, as we enter into this new year, we entrust this entire year and yourself, your life, and your family completely under her protection. that this feast day of the Mother of God is also a feast day of an entrusting everything that will happen in your life in this coming year. Everything which you and I have no idea what this year holds in store. We have no way of knowing. But at the very beginning of it, we turn to Mary and we entrust the entirety of it to her care and her protection. Just before Mass, I played the great hymn, which is also the most ancient of Marian hymns, Sub Tuum Presidium, under your protection. It's the oldest Marian prayer that we have, which goes back to the second century. It's a prayer that Christians would pray in times of need and in times in which they were still in the midst of persecution. And it's a prayer that I want to offer for all of us and for everyone in this parish and everyone who's here, entrusting this year, 2025, and everything within it and your families under the care and protection of the Mother of God and of our Mother, Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We fly to thy protection, O Holy Mother of God. Do not despise our petitions in our needs, but deliver us always from all dangers, O pure and blessed Virgin. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.